The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Gabe, how are you feeling today? Today could be the day. All signs point. Wait, you just guessing back there? You're just guessing
Gabe,
with his emotions?
Gabe, let us know if I'm right or wrong.
Hold on one second. Today could be the day.
Yep.
Monday we thought would be the day. Mm-hmm. Was not the day. Tuesday could have been the day. Not the day. Wednesday, though, Aaron Rodgers is going on Pat McAfee today. All signs are pointing towards Aaron Rodgers being a member of the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Born and bred Green Bay Packers through the veins guy. How are you feeling today about what appears to be the inevitable breakup between the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers?
It's complicated.
Oh, like Aaron.
Yeah. He's a complicated fella. No, it's ever have one of those relationships where you know it's not going to last, but even when it ends, like you're like, huh, okay. Like you're still sad that it's ending. And I'm hoping that he moves on, and there's a sense of relief right now that this whole thing's finally going to come to a close, at least bleeping better. But at the same time, like, I have a nervousness about moving on to Jordan Love. I don't know what Jordan Love is. Zero clue. Yeah, there are some good signs, also some not good signs. Like I don't know which one's going to emerge in 2024 for the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers has been so good for so long and has been the reason the Packers have been relevant for the past 15 years that there's a complicated, like, again, there's a relief that this thing is over and we can finally just move on with our lives. But there's also a sense of dread about what's next.
Is it sadness? Can you say it? Is there a sadness?
I think there's a little sadness.
Are you prepared for 5 wins next year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, okay. And even if Jordan Love is good. And I've tried to preface that because you think about when they made the transition to Aaron. The Packers were 13-3. Brett called it one of the most talented teams that he'd ever been a part of. They went to an NFC championship game. And then the following year, where Aaron still played pretty well, like he wasn't bad. He played well enough where Ted Thompson decided to give him an extension. The team was 6-10.
Yeah, that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, they were 6-10 the first year with Aaron Rodgers because there were growth pains.
Well, 6 in the math, too. But
in the math. Well, would it be then, 11 this year?
Yeah, 6-11 if they only have 6 wins.
See that?
See? In 2008, Chewy was very comfortable with the math.
Showing
off.
Add
one more game.
Oh, he's bragging.
Yeah.
So, we got Ken Ingles on. Yeah. He breaks down the cap. All of a sudden, Chewy's like, I know numbers.
What Ken said, was that good news for you or bad news?
I still think... Because, again, it was based on next year. Like, I don't think they're going to be the Bears and have $100 million and just be able to go on a spending spree next year.
No.
Like, they're going to have some space because the Rodgers number comes off the books, but then you're going to have dead money that you're paying David Bakhtiari because you're probably going to get rid of him at the end of next year.
Is the solution at the quarterback position the fifth-year option, at least, for Jordan Love, and that helps you a little bit financially from having to give him the big deal?
Yeah, and there goes half the $40 million that you just picked up. Right? Like, so I don't even know if they'll be in a healthy cap situation next year.
Where I said 3 years yesterday, it's 4 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on what Ken said with the cap numbers and whatnot?
Yeah.
But I think it's important. And again, I think this is really something that people need to like clean out the ears, make sure they're listening to establish those expectations now. Right. If you go into, and again, you always hope your team is going to win. Don't get me wrong here. Don't get it twisted. I understand people wanting to have a successful playoff bound team. But if you recognize that like that may not be in the cards for the squad because of all of the transition, because of the learning curve, because of the cap situation, and all of these things that we have broken down, I think you can actually enjoy the season more than being perpetually disappointed because you set expectations too high for a team that is clearly transitioning, for a team that is clearly rebuilding. And I know that that's a word that a lot of people don't want to hear. You don't want to hear the word rebuilding when it comes to your squad. But how the hell do you think all of these teams that end up winning the whole damn thing get there? They go through a rebuilding process.
But that's the terrifying part, Jen. Not every team is the Philadelphia Eagles where they come out on the other side with the Super Bowl trophy.
Well,
the majority of those teams are the Cleveland Browns, the Houston Texans, the Cincinnati Bengals. Like teams that took a very long time to come out on the other end of rebuild. How many times have the Detroit Lions hit reset and started a rebuild?
Yeah, but you mentioned the Bengals. They've got Joe Burrow now. Like, the Bengals are a team
that took them 20 years. 100%.
Yeah. I agree, but you don't think that every single fan over the last few seasons has been relieved and thrilled and enjoyed the ride that... Because, again, yes, it sucked to go through that. It sucks to be a Chicago Bears fan and to go through years and years of mediocre quarterbacks and not know if the family that owns the team knows what the hell they're doing. That sucks. But if you get a glimmer of... $100 million worth of spending, a bunch of guys, free agency hits, and it's you, and it's you, and it's you, and it's you, and it's you. You can kind of recognize that that was all a part of the process.
That's why you
I
do
don't
it.
Want it to take 20 more years of my life.
No.
But this goes back to what you said the other day about the competency of the people in charge.
Yeah.
So I think you need to reconcile as a Packers fan, do you trust that the people who are currently in charge can guide this franchise through the rebuild?
You need to trust them evaluating Jordan Love, because they should know if he's going to be Heinicke, or he's going to be David Carr, or he's going to be Joe Burrow. They probably know he's not going to be Joe Burrow, right? So you have to build your team around that. And that's why I'm saying copy the model of
49ers.
The San Francisco 49ers. You don't have a great quarterback. There's a chance Trey Lance isn't a great quarterback, but their supporting cast is so good.
Then if Jordan Love isn't a great quarterback, then you got to move on from him. Because then otherwise you get stuck in the Minnesota Vikings cycle where you're paying Kirk Cousins a bunch of money, or you're doing what the New York Giants are doing with Daniel Jones, or you can pay him $45 million a year.
That's what the
Raiders did with Carr for every... Like,
but the whole
they
point
knew
is
he wasn't good. They kept giving him money because they're like, he's a mediocre quarterback.
The whole point of making that transition now is you get this entire year, Gabe. This entire season is for you to evaluate Jordan Love. He's in there getting live game reps. He's out there with his actual receivers, not running with the twos and then being dropped into the ones because Aaron Rodgers is out with the COVID toe or whatever it may be. I'm making that up, obviously.
The worst thing that Jordan Love can be for the future of the Packers is mediocre. Because then you have to have the stones to move on from him. And a lot of teams don't, because you can get a lot worse than mediocre. You need a lot worse than that. You can win some decent games. You can have a decent playoff run with mediocre. But at some point, you got to pay him more than what a rookie contract is worth. And then it doesn't become worth it. And that's the issue. If he sucks and you move on, fantastic. If he's great, you give him the money, fantastic.
But the good news is you don't have to do that right now. The good news is you have this season to get a full evaluation in games versus NFL competition to make that judgment. And then you can say, hey, we got a full season's worth of evidence, data points, if you will.
You got to make the decision on the fifth-year option
But do you draft the quarterback this year?
I mean, probably not with one of my first picks.
No.
I'm saying
backup.
A third, because it's going to take time.
If there's
to
somebody you like, if there's someone you like in the third or fourth round, I mean, that's a Ron Wolf thing.
God, I can't believe how bad quarterbacks suck.
Just across the board.
I mean, they're terrible.
This is a hot take by you, big guy.
I mean, most tight ends in the league are pretty darn good, right?
Actually, this needs to go on the bottom line of the stream, by the way.
Right?
I can't believe how much quarterbacks suck.
What the hell are you talking about?
They suck, Gabe.
What, did you tell me there's not tight ends in the league that suck?
Not starters, outside of Mercedes Lewis, but he's old.
Look at the Packers' roster of tight ends last season.
Gunga la Gunga.
Yeah, it was the epitome of suck.
He had a good year. He's a Pro Bowl player.
Gunga head?
Oh, he didn't go, did he?
No.
No, I'm just saying, they're terrible. They suck. In balance, right? I mean, most left tackles in the league are not as bad as, say, give me a horrible quarterback. Carson Wentz.
Sure.
If you had Carson Wentz at left tackle, from a talent standpoint...
I'm sure there are teams that have Carson Wentz at left tackle. Like, I don't know who the Texans' left tackle is.
Yeah, but he's probably, like, the 21st rated left tackle. You understand what I'm saying?
So what... Okay, let me see if
that's
I
why
can...
I'm saying go with a mediocre guy. It's so hard to find an elite. And if you get caught up in always trying to find that elite quarterback, it's going to take 20 years.
Those mediocre quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls.
Trent Dilfer.
That was 25 years ago.
That's what you're looking at in the face.
The game has changed.
I mean, look at the Bears.
Nick Foles.
Look at the Bears. How many quarterbacks they have gone through. And I think they finally found one.
So,
but it took 30 years.
Yeah. So either you need Nick Foles to play over his head for a playoff run, or you need the elite quarterback.
But again,
you
know what? I sit there and still talk about Brock Purdy, and I still say last year, him being able to lead them as far as he did as Mr. Irrelevant because he had so many weapons around him was all the evidence I needed to know that Jordan Love can get the job done. Because by all accounts, yes. Jordan Love is better than Brock Purdy. And so that's why Chewy's plan
By all evidence, Brock Purdy's better than Jordan Love.
You know what all this should...
All the evidence that's out there, Brock Purdy is better than Jordan Love. What evidence do you have that Jordan Love's better than Brock Purdy right now?
I'm feeling my own forehead, but I mean to be feeling Gabe's forehead. Yes.
But Brock Purdy has gone out and proven it in regular season games.
But he's been given the opportunity
but
to
he has
do
a lot
so.
Of talent,
but that's what I'm
too.
Saying. Based on the evidence, you can't sell me that Jordan Love's better.
You know what? This
you can't.
All should
I can
tell
sell,
you.
I can, though, point to the fact that somebody, and you could argue that it was the Packers, then it was ill-guided, but somebody drafted Jordan Love where they drafted Jordan Love and... Somebody drafted Brock Purdy where they drafted Brock Purdy.
Somebody drafted Sam Darnold where they drafted Sam Darnold. Somebody drafted Josh Rosen where they drafted Josh Rosen. Like, there are a lot of guys that miss on first-round picks.
Are you telling me that those guys aren't better than Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy is better than those guys.
Better than Sam Darnold?
Yes.
Okay, well, the 49ers are hoping that you're wrong about that.
All this just tell you,
Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's a break glass in a case of emergency situation in San Francisco.
But they're not going to go to Brock Purdy. They're going to go to Sam Darnold before they go to Brock Purdy.
They're going to go to Trey Lance first.
Yes, but then after that,
it's probably Brock Purdy.
You know what this all should tell you, Gabe? It's kind of hard to win a Super Bowl.
Yes, Tom Brady ruined it for everybody.
It's very hard
to
win a Super
Bowl. Ruined it for everyone.
Yes,
especially when quarterbacks suck the way you say that they do.
Exactly.
Especially when the most important position in the game.
I should have played quarterback. Even if I sucked, it would have been fine. Right?
Well, I mean, if...
No, if I sucked, I still would have made more money as a suckhole quarterback than a pretty good tight end.
If you would have been if you would have been a first-round suckhole quarterback, yes. If you would have been drafted where you were as a quarterback, you would have been left on the trash heap pretty quickly.
I also think that maybe you played in the wrong era.
We always
talk about Steve Novak. Steve Novak, obviously the product of Marquette, who was a three-point specialist, sharpshooter. I hear Homer talk about him all the time in one of these ads about how he's one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the NBA. But he was playing in a time when the league wasn't featuring three-point shooters, whereas now it is Steph Curry, et cetera, and you build your roster with a bunch of three-point shooters. I feel like you got the Gronks and you got all these other tight ends who over the last decade or so have become more productive and used.
Him.
You have a bone to pick with Gronk?
No, with Novak.
With Steve Novak?
I told you. Hammered, walking from a restaurant. He's outside yelling my name and ducking under the table, and I'm a little shined up. Just doing pirouettes in the middle of the street. Until my wife's like, he's sitting over there hiding under the table, you moron. Just walk to the car. Yes. So, yes, I still have a bone to pick with him. In front of a packed restaurant. Like, look at this idiot.
To be fair, you don't need Steve Novak's help.
Good point.
He's 6'10".
He was hiding under the table.
He's 6'10". He can't hide under the table. At least some of him has to be poking out somewhere.
It's like Shaq
has all arms
hiding
and legs.
Behind that
you
tree.
Drink a bottle. And a, you drink a bottle and a half of wine and try to figure that one out. Maybe he's on the fourth floor. Yeah. Wow. Sorry. I digress.
Gabe.
The road to WrestleMania is coming to Milwaukee. It's going to be here on Saturday, March 18th. We want to send some lucky fans to Fiserv Forum for the event. It's Seth freaking Rollins taking on U.S. champion Austin Theory. Cody Rhodes, by the way, if you want to listen to Cody Rhodes' interview, GKW, wherever you get your podcasts. Cody Rhodes taking on Finn Balor, and it's going to be a fatal four-way match for the Raw Women's Championship and more. Caller number 5 right now. Caller 5, 800-990-3776 wins a pair of tickets to the road to WrestleMania right here in Milwaukee coming up Saturday, March 18th. Visit ESPNWisconsinContests.com for official contest rules.
Listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp, and now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee, 94.5 ESPN. What is the overwhelming emotion you are feeling today? Gabe, there's a lot of people on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776 who are concerned for you, my guy.
Why is that?
Concerned for you. Well, Ron and the Key said, it sounds like Gabe is taking this really well.
Okay, well, that's Ron
better
and
the
than
Key. Years past.
Dick
you were
Van Dyke weighing in saying,
couple.
Gabe, you need to Ready? Breathe, my brother.
Just saying.
Did you say Dick Van Dyke?
That's
Can you
goes,
say it?
That's
yes.
What he goes by, yeah.
No, I loved him. He was great.
He's still alive, by the
yeah,
way.
He's
Let's
still
not
with us.
Off him before.
Is he?
Yes.
Are we sure?
Yep.
Yes.
So I should have said is instead
I
of
haven't,
was.
I haven't reached my quota of killing anybody on the air today, so or this week. But, so that's one.
Drop his name in the hat. I'm curious what the overwhelming emotion is for Packers fans this morning, as it does appear as though we are reaching an end point. We are reaching the finish line here of the situation. The ball is just about to go over the goal, and it feels like. Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you sad? Is it complicated
yes.
like it is for Gabe?
All of those things. Every word you just said.
800-990-3776. I want to hear from some of our loyal listeners where they stand today. Travis and Tosa weighing in saying, it's like Christmas morning. Excitement. He's excited. I mean, again, now Christmas morning, you know, I was telling somebody this yesterday with all of the umbrage that it seemed this whole idea of a wish list created. A wish list is nothing more than this is what I'd like to see happen. You know, Travis bringing up Christmas. When my kids give me a wish list for Christmas, they don't get everything mm-hmm. on the wish list. Santa can't make it all happen. Santa can make most of it happen, but he can't make it all happen. I don't think that it was it's not an ultimatum. When my kids give me a wish list for Christmas, it's not like, you better make this happen, big
Otherwise.
Guy, or else. You know what I mean? There's no like, that's what I'm saying. It's not a do or die thing. It's, hey, this is what we would like to see happen. And if you can make it happen, fantastic.
Kids don't get the wish list. They're going to set up your house like Home Alone and hope to catch Santa and all their traps.
I have murderous children, Gabe. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree is basically, I feel like, what we're getting at
here. You realize you had micro machines.
800-990-3776. The overwhelming reaction. Chu, what do you think the overwhelming reaction is from Packers fans this morning as we await Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee this afternoon?
I think they've accepted it. For the most part, I mean, there'll be people out there that'll upset. There'll be people out there that are real happy. But I think most people are kind of in the middle because I think a lot of those people are put the organization first and the player second. And I think that's where we're at. And it was time. You know, you put everything together with the cap and just everything that's going. Look, they missed their window.
With
Philadelphia
Aaron.
Is on the backside of their window. Their window, a typical window is 3 years. That window was a lose to Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship game
mm-hmm.
and then lose to San Francisco in the first round of the playoffs. That was their window. Couple that with the Smith brothers when they first came to town.
Oh, Preston Zedarius.
That was their window. Now we're in cap hell. Our franchise quarterback's moving on. You got to hit the reset button. And Goody, you're on the clock. You got 2 years to show massive improvement. If you don't do it, we got to go in another direction. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe LaFleur goes with him. I don't know. But
there's a lot of uncertainty going forward.
And that's
the part that makes me nervous because the Packers, and there was uncertainty when Aaron took over, and I think that got quelled pretty quickly in that first
yes.
year after they went 6-10. But there's still a lot of uncertainty for a franchise that's been pretty stable since 1992.
Let us know your emotion today, 800-990-3776. How are you feeling this morning as it does appear as though we are about to cross the goal line here with Aaron Rodgers joining the New York Jets? Now, of course, there are some people out there who say nothing is official yet. Let's wait and hear what he has to say. Sure, sure, sure. But the moment that Alan Lazard signed with the New York Jets, that felt like an inevitability to me, right? The rest of it was all kind of conjecture
that.
And it was all, you know, he had met with Woody Johnson and there was all of this talk and reports and all of this, but every time a report came out, somebody else would come out with a report saying, you know, it's not done yet. And of course, when you're dealing with Aaron Rodgers, there could always be a last second, last moment change of heart. Hell, he might even do it just to tick everybody off. He might even do it to prove people wrong. Oh yeah, you think I'm going to the New York Jets? You're not in my inner circle. You don't know me. I'm not going to the Jets. I'm retiring. Like, that has always been a possibility with this mercurial figure, in my opinion. But I'm curious as to what the fans' reaction is this morning. Mike and Oconomowoc weighing in saying, this is not his announcement to make. He's a, quote, look at me guy, and he's annoying. There is a part of me that wonders why the New York Jets are acquiescing to this level this early on. Like, how can you be this quarterback whipped this early?
Because you're that quarterback desperate.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy. When you have a roster that you think is capable of making a Super Bowl and the only thing you're missing is a quarterback and you've got one on the line, yeah, they're gonna acquiesce and do whatever they can to make this happen for them so they can make that desperate run at the Super Bowl that they want. Because, again, they haven't been to one since Super Bowl III.
My guess is more teams would have taken a shot at him if he wasn't such a pain in the ass.
Such a grind.
Yes. One team.
But right? I think
there may have been other teams that he made it clear he was not interested in going to.
Like
and
this,
once he did that, then it wasn't really worth continuing to be in the sweepstakes, right?
Well, because additionally, based on what he said to Brandon Marshall, based on what he said before that about wanting to win another championship before he retires, based on he wants to go somewhere where he's got a chance, there are very few teams that don't have a quarterback that have a chance.
Miami, you know, they say they love Tua, but then they go out and sign White.
Well, he's a backup, but like Mike White's strictly
he?
A backup.
Is
he's
he?
Strictly, if Mike White was any good, he'd still be in New York.
I'm just saying if Rodgers was not a PIA, there's a good chance he'd be in Miami. Because Rodgers in Miami
I think
makes
sold,
him a contender.
They've sold themselves on Tua. They already picked up his fifth-year option. They've sold themselves on Tua.
800-990-3776. Mike, I'm sorry, Chris in Nashville weighing in first. He says, this feels like freshman orientation, I'm assuming of college or of high school. Had years of feeling safe and knowing what to expect. Now we're on our own, have no clue what's going to happen. It could be awesome, but it's scary and unbelievable, all of it. Let's get out to the phone lines, 800-990-3776. Mo in Illinois. Mo in Illinois, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling a bit disappointed, and I think it's pretty clear how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. I love the man. All the years of the memories and how he's carried this franchise for a better part of over a decade now. I would have loved for us to keep our players. Like I'd like to express my concerns with this front office, to be honest with you. I'm kind of sick and tired of us just kind of letting these big-time players walk. Like Devontae Adams, obviously the front office ticked him off to the point where he wanted to be traded. And then Rodgers obviously wanted to be traded a few years ago, and they obviously ended up figuring things out. But here we are. Rodgers is obviously going to become a Jet. I think it's pretty clear now. It's not if, but it's when he will become a Jet. But I'm concerned. I need Matt LaFleur to kind of step up and take over and get a little tougher. I need everyone to step up. And I want the expectation of Jordan Love takes over. This is still title town. Like, I don't want to hear no rebuild. Like, they traded up in the first round to get this guy for a reason. You know, it's time for everyone to elevate their game a little bit. And if Jordan Love takes over, when he takes over, they need to go get some free agents for him. Go get a tight end. And we need the standard to remain the same. Yeah, there might be some bumps in the road, but I'm feeling nervous, but cautiously optimistic.
Mo, we appreciate the call. Always great to have Mo weighing in here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But you know what? I wanted to bring up, though, this contract on how it's so horrible for the Packers. I mean, if Rodgers was so in, wouldn't he have made it, like, friendly for the Packers?
It was friendly in the when he's here and he's playing. Like, his cap hit for this upcoming year was $31 million, and his cap hit after that. Like, the number went up, as Ken said, but that money wouldn't have been due until he was gone. So you would have been paying the $68 million or whatever after he was gone.
But if Devontae was here and he had the exact same deal that he signed with the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't win the Super Bowl this year, they'd even be in more cap hell.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have been able to do some of the
stuff
with Bakhtiari.
They would have had to roll it back.
Elgton Jenkins.
And that goes to you can't have the best player at every flipping position because it catches up to you like it is right now.
Yeah.
You know? You got to have B players play like A players, C play like Bs, and it's just that's why they're in the spot they're in.
800-990-3776, reaction to what appears to be an inevitability that Aaron Rodgers will be a member of the New York Jets. He is scheduled to go on Pat McAfee this afternoon. There is an expectation that he will announce his future, and all signs at this point are pointing toward him being the quarterback for the New York Jets this fall. The Beef King of the Midwest. The Beef King? We have a Beef King
of the Midwest?
Weighing in, saying, is all of this just a scheme to get all of his friends big money in New York and then he retires? Beef out. Hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about basically Trojan horsing this whole thing. Basically just bringing all these dudes in the Trojan horse and then being like, I'm out.
It'd be the funniest scenario to play it out. Just get use your leverage to get all your guys' jobs and then retire.
No, the best would be got them all jobs with the Jets and says, I'm going back to the Packers. That would be wonderful.
Wait, is that equivalent? Is that the same as Tiger giving his girlfriend, hey, we're going on vacation, yeah, and then changing the locks after she walked out the front door? Is that the equivalent?
Although apparently he's getting hit with a pretty fat lawsuit for some of those actions, too.
Are you in trouble?
I don't think so. I think I got Montezuma's revenge, though. I might have to go to the jewelry center and make myself feel better because that place rules. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones, got engaged, got both of the rings from the jewelry center for his wedding in 2022. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry, like my championship ring. When it needs work, I know where I'll be taking it to the jewelry center. They have three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The jewelry center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
Solid B.
Yeah, I'm all right with that one.
Hey,
have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, it seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
The secret to a man's heart is through his stomach. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And I will tell you pretty implicitly that that is also the secret to my heart. And Justin McCoy, VP of Marketing for Cousin Subs, always brings food with him whenever he comes and hangs out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And that's why he is one of our favorite people. Justin, how are you feeling today? Die hard green and gold Packers fan. We seem to be all signs pointing towards Aaron Rodgers will be a member of the New York Jets. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling ecstatic about 50 wins and a Bucks playoff berth.
There you
go.
I don't know. This
so
is
you're
a divorce.
Distracting yourself,
yeah,
with the shiny
to.
Thing over here.
I'm indifferent today. It's been a long time coming. I think I'll feel more emotion when I see him put on a different uniform and I go to a Packer game and he's not playing for the Packers. But right now, I just want it to be over with.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who feel that way. Feel that way as well. Speaking of being over with, I got this list of things here, and it says that the Reuben and the Mint Shake at Cousin Subs will be over with this weekend. I love how you guys always time up the Reuben and the Mint Shake to go along with St. Patrick's Day. So this is the last chance for people to get over there and take care of that. But you guys have a bunch of other things that are happening at Cousin Subs. 80-cent delivery throughout the NCAA tournament weekends. Tell everybody about the 80-cent delivery thing you guys have going on.
Yeah, so in honor of our partnership with Donald Driver, we're doing 80-cent delivery for any order of $20 or more. That will be Thursday through Sunday this weekend, Thursday through Sunday next weekend, and then the final 4 weekend will be Saturday through Tuesday. So you can order your favorite Cousin Subs just by going to CousinSubs.com, and you will automatically get 80 cents for a delivery fee if you order over $20 or more.
I would think that Marquette being in the tournament, there's going to be a couple parties going on. Is that a good tournament time, a good time for Cousins?
Yeah, for sure. Whenever we have a local team, in the postseason that's doing well, it's always good for us. So we're really excited, and hopefully Marquette goes a long way.
Turn on the damn microphone. Justin McCoy joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Nobody wants to hear from me anyway. They want to hear from Justin McCoy. The other thing that we have here is free subs for a year sweepstakes. It's one of the things that we really enjoy having you in studio for, because not only do we tell people about how to be a part of the midweek meal ticket free subs for a year sweepstakes, but you always get to announce the winner of the previous free subs for a year sweepstakes. So why don't you go ahead and give us that big winner right now.
All right. Our winner this time around is Molly Sabrowski from Wauwatosa.
Oh.
Congratulations nice. Out to Molly.
Yeah. I thought there was going to be some sort of like celebration.
I didn't want to talk over him.
Celebration for Molly.
He's not you guys. I need to
Molly.
Let him finish.
That's did you fair. Have more? Did she have more
That
names,
was it.
Or?
That's all I had, Ashley.
Can we meet on Friday?
So, well, okay. So the
is
way
there
it works,
a dispensation.
No, you got. You can eat corned beef and cabbage on Friday.
That's it.
That's all you can do.
Well, that's all you need.
Well, but right? Also on Friday, Chew, you like having the tuna sub, but you guys have a different kind of tuna sub at Cousin Subs now as well.
We do. We're doing a spicy tuna. So it has cheddar and our hot pepper relish. I think I shared the hot pepper relish with you guys last year when you were in our store.
Okay.
It is a secret, kind of a under-the-table ingredient that we have that a lot of people love, and we decided to put it on an LTO sub for Lent.
So, all right, Gabe, here's a question for you.
All right.
Can I eat my tuna sub, the spicy tuna sub, on Friday?
Yeah.
And pocket the dispensation, and then the following Friday I get to have the corned beef?
No, that's not how that works.
Wow. You're fired.
Corned beef ends on Sunday, Chew.
The Pope's the one who rules on this stuff, pal.
What is a dispensation?
That was a big word for Chew.
That's a big word for me.
He lifts the non-meat requirement. I think it's dispensation.
Oh,
it's,
you're trying to pocket the dispensation.
Yeah, I mean, if you can pocket it one way, like why can't you pocket it the other?
Like a get-out-of-jail-free card in Monopoly. You just hold on to that sucker until you need it.
You never negotiated in confession?
Excuse me?
Wait.
I think you just kind of did whatever the priest told you to do.
Much, yeah.
No, 10 Hail Marys.
Everything's negotiable. 10 Hail Marys? What are you kidding me? For that? Right? I don't know. I thought I had a pretty good idea.
Well, you're sitting
there
confessional and you're negotiating? Like, that seems like a little steep on that.
The priests loved to come to our keg parties at Boston College because they were so bored. I'm like, come on, Father. Giving you free beer for crying out loud.
The least you can do is knock off a few Our Fathers. Yeah.
It's the beautiful thing about being Catholic, Gabe. Amongst other things.
We love having Justin McCoy in here with us on Jen, Gabe, and Chew as he talks about all
for
the things.
Theological, just, you know.
You never know where we're going to go here.
Going
just
on.
Left-hand turn.
So let's talk a little bit about the Aaron Rodgers situation, because you said, you know, neither here nor there type of thing. But yesterday there was this report that he has asked for, or he would like to see some of his guys show up in a New York Jets uniform. And we put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll earlier this morning. We asked you, is that more loyal or insane? Where do you lean when it comes to the Randall Cobbs, Mercedes Lewis, Alan Lazard, even OBJ was on the list that was reported yesterday. Where do you come down on that?
I don't know. I'm not surprised about it. I mean, did Brady do anything different when he went to Tampa Bay?
Yeah, but here's what I will say about that, right? Because people are like, oh, Gronk and oh, Antonio Brown, right? He went out and got those talents. I feel like the gap, to use a Jen, Gabe, and Chewy term, between Gronk and Antonio Brown and Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb or Mercedes Lewis, put two in there. I don't care which two you put in there. Just put two in there. Is pretty significant, Justin.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the thing that's really odd to me is this is different than the LeBron situation, because LeBron was a free agent who got to dictate and choose where he went and had a press event. So if Aaron truly is coming on McAfee today to announce a trade, is that not the weirdest thing ever?
Yes.
Like, why would the Packers allow
that?
Yeah. Because
don't you think a trade has to be announced before he
Packers
goes on
don't
there?
Care.
Like, how can he go on and announce his own trade and the team has nothing? That is the weirdest thing to me.
Yeah, again, I've got the
Chrissy Teigen at the awards face gift going on.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, that's the piece that I don't get about it. I'm not surprised about him requesting.
Maybe that was the sell to make sure the Jets went through with it, because I'm sure the Jets are going right now.
It's a simple.
Did we do the right thing?
They're 1,000,000% nervous, 100% nervous. But again, I think they are following the old line from Brian Gutekunst, which was like, whatever it takes to have that caliber of a quarterback under center, you do it. It's fine. You make it work, type of thing.
Well, yeah, it's to me, it's simple. The Packers don't care what he does just as long as he leaves, and the Jets don't care what he does as long as he arrives, because they're so desperate for that great quarterback to come in, they're willing to play whatever games, but where the Packers are sick of whatever games and they just want him to walk out the
door. But do you think the sole reason for them hiring Hackett was to get Rodgers? Because what GM in their right mind would hire a guy after that Denver debacle where it clearly showed he can't call plays?
That was part of it, but
I think it was a big part of it.
I think Rodgers is a part of it, but I also think that LaFleur and the respect that he has for Hackett and the relationship he has with Saleh also helped in that situation.
Do you think, for much sure, like the situation that we have seen, how the Cleveland Browns have affected, right, the ripple effects of the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson thing have permeated throughout the entire league to the point where they are affecting Lamar Jackson's market? Do you think that there are GMs and owners today who are having little powwows and meetings and going, I know that they're letting that baloney happen with Aaron Rodgers, but we're not even letting any of our guys sniff that level of, autonomy or power, right? Because you got, right, Chu? Like, because this cannot run amok. You cannot be letting every single quarterback out there who thinks they're the greatest thing to ever walk the face of the earth be doing these types of things in their franchise.
No, and I go back to, remember Rodgers was talking about he wanted a fully guaranteed contract, and I think Jerry Jones was calling other GMs around the league saying, do not do it. You're going to open up a can of worms here, and I think that's the kind of parallels what you're saying, you know? I don't think there'll be, even Mahomes, if Andy Reid is there for the entire time Mahomes is there, Andy Reid is never letting him have the keys to the bus.
So, but is the difference there, though, that they are a proven success? They have a proven track record of success.
Yes.
So Mahomes doesn't have to say, I know better than y'all, because it's the recipe that they currently have has proven to work. Right?
I think
when the dissension occurs, when you think you could run things better than the people in charge. And that only happens when you're not having the level of success that you think you should be having.
I don't even think Brady had this power in Tampa Bay. Unless he,
I felt like he was the one
that got Arians fired.
I think he's the one who got Arians
fired. I think he did in Tampa Bay. He never did in New England.
But a seven-time Super Bowl champ should get a little more leeway than a one-time Super Bowl champ.
I don't know. It's just literally, I mean, is he going
to
go on there and announce
trade
terms
today?
Like, what the hell is he going
to
do?
Do you want him to fall on?
Well, because I don't think he can announce the compensation, right? He's just going to announce that he's going to be a Jet.
Justin, do you want him to fail in New York? I want him to fail so bad.
It's so tricky for me because I don't want to see Robert Saleh fail. I really like him as a coach. And so it's tricky to me that now he's hitched his wagon to Aaron Rodgers. And
I will not be rooting for him, put it that way.
Okay. Were you rooting for Brett when he went?
No.
Yeah, I think that's...
I watched
you're
it for theater to see what happened, but like I was not rooting for him.
All right, Chewy, I'm with you, and here's why. Because if Robert Saleh fails, he's going to get fired. And the Packers are going to need a new defensive coordinator.
There you go.
After their defense stinks this year and they finally get rid of Joe Barry, we bring Robert Saleh to run the defense in Green Bay.
So we are all rooting against the Jets so that Robert Saleh ends up in the Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator position.
Correct.
Am I following that math?
Yes.
You better put that on the stream.
I don't even know where to start with that.
Else out there has come up with that. And those are the type of hot takes that you get only on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and ESPN Milwaukee. Justin, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Thanks for the food. Have a great weekend and go Marquette.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Be right back.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or not?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
My friends over at Great Midwest Bank, as they are teaming up with one of my favorite causes right now, Special Olympics Wisconsin, and I am shivering with excitement about their upcoming Polar Plunge event on Saturday. Special Olympics Wisconsin is actually hosting 8 polar plunges all over the state and will be in Milwaukee this weekend on March 18th. They are challenging you to go polar with me. So many ways to still get involved. Sign up to jump into the icy cold water as a contributor for the Polar Plunge. Also, you can go to the website, and I'll get that for you guys. I'll post it on my social media accounts, where you can donate to other people who are jumping in the cold water. Visit plungewi.org to learn more. plungewi.org to learn more about Great Midwest Bank teaming up with Special Olympics Wisconsin. Put your best face on everybody. Pretend you know this song. Everybody come. Seemed to have hit a nerve here when we were talking about the Jets potentially firing Robert Saleh and him coming over as the DC under Matt LaFleur. I don't know if people are rooting for or against the Jets if Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback, but we should certainly put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll and find out. I think there are a lot of people who are going to be cheering for Aaron Rodgers. I think there are a lot of people who are going to be hoping he has success.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, because they all jump into my menchies if I say anything negative about the dude.
Well, I mean, who cares about the bots on Twitter?
I don't know that they're all bots.
What's a bot?
Yep, there we go.
So they're...
A robot?
No, I don't know, Gabe. This feels like a wasted cause. I'm going to be honest. Like, I love you guys, but I don't know. I don't know about this one.
Shut up, boob guy.
Like it'll take longer than we have, or it's just not worth it regardless.
Yep.
Just give me a hint. I'll figure it out.
You kind of got it.
Robot?
You know, yeah.
Yeah, fake.
It's like fake people that just like
it's an algorithm
on
that, yeah.
To...
That is terrible.
Yeah.
That's the best you could come up with, Ashton? Bots?
That wasn't me. I don't...
Yeah, it's just what they're called.
Oh.
More or less robot accounts.
So shortened to fake? Bots.
Yeah, like there's not an actual person running them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's they like can a, do that?
Yeah, a person like just sets up the account and then...
I might have a need for that.
Oh, boy. All right, you know what, Rashton? I apologize. You were right.
Thank you.
You are 100% right.
Yeah, maybe
I don't
you guys should trust me once in a while.
I should have. I don't know why I didn't. I apologize. That's on me. Hand in the air.
Okay.
So when this happened with Brett, I was 100% ready to root for Brett with the Jets. And I distinctly remember watching that first game. The Packers' first game with Aaron Rodgers was on Monday Night Football against the Vikings. So they didn't play that Sunday. And the Jets played the Miami Dolphins, and Brett had a couple of Brett-esque touchdowns where it looks like he's going to be sacked and, you know, just kind of pulls out a touchdown pass out of his rear end. And I just remember being so upset watching it and being upset that he was doing it for a different team. So I know that I cannot be rooting for Aaron Rodgers to succeed as a New York Jet. I just don't have it in me. I thought I was going to be able to do it with Brett, and I was not sick of Brett the way I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
We put a lot of things on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll today. Who is currently winning in the court of public opinion? This one has not changed all morning long. 87% of people saying the Packers are winning. Bradley saying the court is no longer interested in either side's case and wants the trial to end immediately. Sean weighing in saying the ones voting Rodgers are fans in denial. They love Rodgers and not the Packers, which again is something we discussed earlier. Like if you're a fan of the Green Bay Packers, I believe that fandom extends to the franchise first mm-hmm. and the players second. And you can certainly want players to have success. Look, it's the same thing I deal with in the college football space. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't have a college football team that I root for, but I root for guys who are on different teams that I've done stories with or who I've had interactions with, and I want them to have success. So I think there has to be, you have to be able to distinguish between the two. Brandon weighing in saying they both look bad, neither. And, a lot of people saying, do I have a choice of neither? So that was the first thing we put on the poll this morning. You guys agree that the Packers look better than Aaron Rodgers at this very moment?
Despite their best efforts, yes.
And their best efforts being Mark Murphy.
Mark Murphy just going on television.
We don't get what we want. Rodgers giving the Jets a wish list of players to target shows he is blank. 77% of people saying insane. Although there are 23% of people who are saying loyal. And Chu, you did say that there's a part of you mm-hmm. saying, yeah, looking out for your dudes.
Yeah. I don't blame them.
Nah, if you can get your dudes money. You can, yeah, you know? Get your dudes money.
The Packers should be happy. Like, yeah, you want more? We'll give you more.
Who else are you volunteering? But Bobby Tonyan?
Yeah. He'd be one. Yeah, there's a handful. See, what you're going to see this year, though, I know we're up against it a little bit. Goody should do what Ron Wolf did my first couple years. Revolving door. You're not good enough. Gone. Bring another guy in. You're not good enough. Gone. Bring another guy in. Hopefully he does it. I don't know.
By all evidence, Brock Purdy is better than Jordan Love, quote unquote. Do you agree with this? 69%. Nice. Saying no.
All right. Loyal.
All right. People don't believe in evidence. Like, Brock Purdy played well. Jordan Love has...
We don't know.
Unlimited potential.
That's the point.
Unlimited potential.
We're talking about
Hall of Famers in a row, baby. Here we go.
Though we never, ever achieve it. William Tausch is next on ESPN Wisconsin. Happy Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee Day, everybody.